Jitterbug, a novel of Detroit, by Lauren D. Esselman. Read by Garrick Hagen. For my mother, Louise A. Esselman, who dances still. War, my lord, is of eternal use to humankind. For ever and anon, when you have passed a few dull years in peace and propagation, the world is overstocked with fools, and wants a pestilence at least, if not a hero. Lord Jeffrey. Part 1. Kilroy was here. Chapter 1. When he stood outside himself, as he did most of the time, being an authentic objective, he compared himself to a house cat. Ordinary, invisible, the most efficient hunter in civilization. Others, uninformed, saw him differently. A girl he had taken to the movies told him he looked like Robert Taylor. That had pleased him, because he had liked Taylor ever since he'd seen Billy the Kid at the Capitol and had bought a wallet at Hudson's with a picture of the actor in it and torn it out and stuck one corner inside the frame of the mirror on his bureau. He consulted it from time to time as he combed his hair, straight back, with a wave up front. Only his hair was light brown, not black, so he darkened it with old-fashioned pomade from a jar he'd bought in a barber shop. He was working on a pencil mustache, like the one Taylor wore in Waterloo Bridge, but it was coming in red, and he was thinking of shaving it off. Taylor was clean-shaven for Bataan, a war picture he couldn't wait to see, having read about it in Parade. He went to see nothing but war films, since Pearl. W.J.R. predicted shout.